So, it is time for Shut Up, Roland. Fobbies Are Borange, episode 15. Last week on the show, some stuff happened with those Mr. Saturns, and then the dentist had a fit, and pizza was served. And now, you'll get the stunning conclusion to this entanglement of general nonsense. Here on...
What are you, some kind of vomit monster?
Looks like you finally got here. This isn't your sanctuary location, but it doesn't matter, cause, you know, I'm gonna beat your strong little punk butt down. I'm gonna shove vomit so hard down your throat that your bunghole will reek of puke and barf before I'm done with you. So you ready to get it on?
That is the most revolting thing I have ever heard in my entire life.
I think my lunch is coming up.
That's it, pal. You're going down to the bad place full of bad guys.
Let's do it.
Man, he's so tough. It's like he's never gonna die.
If only there was something we could do to bring down his defenses.
Yeah, like some sort of item or something.
Oh well.
What the heck are you doing? Dude, you just have to use the fly honey. Yes, seriously. Just select it in your menu.
I'm gonna use the HP sucker.
Whoa, it's working! Thanks for the help, Kevin. Keep going, Jeff.
I'm sucking as hard as I can.
Keep sucking, Jeff.
Oh, man. This sucks. I'm defeated. I'll be back later in the game. You can drop your puke on it.
Whoa, eh? Are you serious? You can use the HP sucker?
Yeah, looks like it.
Well, that was easy.
Let's get going, you guys. Through the cave.
You are being here! Saved us! Bung!
No problem. We're superheroes.
Ugh, I smell like puke. Covered in vomit.
You clean off and well! Go from frown to smile!
That's much better.
By the way, drink your coffee before go?
Aw, oh, man,
I
don't know if I really like coffee.
Coffee's
kinda sucks. It's not actually any good at all.
Drink coffee.
Okay. How about a Pepsi instead?
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
It's been a long road, you three, and it's going to be
even longer. These 15 episodes have been a good start to your adventure, but you have many more to go. Ness, the one with the little attention span, has risen to become a great leader of the group, despite his idiocy. Most, if not all of the time. Apolla has overcome most of her nightmares and fears of the cult, but she's still working on overcoming those cigarettes. And Jeff doesn't sleep. The three of you must continue your journey into Foresight now, where more danger awaits. So go get yourself into some danger. I have to check my email now, so go ahead and leave. Ness, Paula, Jeff. I mean, seriously, leave.
Ah, that sure was a good Pepsi. I kept hearing these thoughts in my head, though. It made it hard to focus on the sound of the fizz in the can.
We have to get going. Mr. Saturn, thank you for your generosity. And for the soda, too.
Oh, snap! That wasn't Pepsi! My bad.
What was it?
Never you mind! Good journey now! Bye!
Man! I'm so friggin' tired of all these caves! Seriously! When did the world suddenly develop so many caves? When had you ever seen a cave before we started this journey?
I guess never.
I'd never been outside.
Oh, finally a breath of fresh air.
There's another cave.
Ugh, I hate this game.
Something shiny's ahead.
Oh man, I love this part!
I think I've seen this before.
I died before I had a chance to see the last one.
Cool! I'm winning with a score of 2!
This is the third sanctuary location. Take it from me, if you dare.
Yeah, we dare.
Are you?
Out of dirt. Prepare to eat my spores.
Ah!
Crap, are you serious? Paula died again.
I got this. Stand back.
My dirtness is leaving my dirt. And I would have been Gigas' right-hand man if it wasn't for you meddling boys. That dead girl.
Insert sanctuary here.
Ow! My head hurts. Wait, did I get killed again?
Wow, Jeff. Those rockets work for everything, don't they?
Yep.
So, do you think that maybe I could have one?
You're serious? You think I would just let you use one?
Well, you know, I'd be careful.
No, you wouldn't.
Shut up, you guys. Let's get back on the road. We've got a long walk back to 3.
Is that all you say anymore? I mean, a few days ago when we met, You were yelling and screaming and had no personality, but now you just want us to get on the road all the time.
Well, she's right. We should get on the road again.
Road again, just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again, going places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again.
So the trio got on the road again. With Willie Nelson by their side, what danger can they not possibly overcome? Tune in next time for Fobbies of Orange!
I totally forgot the thing. Oh my freaking Jesus.
Yes, that's right, kids. Tune in next time for Fobbies of Orange with 10% less dead air time.
Okay. I have excuses for each of those.